From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel has removed metal detectors from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, but thousands of Muslim worshippers continued offering prayers outside the mosque in protest. The metal detectors were installed following the July 14th killings of two Israeli police at the site known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. The decision by the Israeli government was welcomed by the UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
I welcome last night's decision by the Israeli Security Cabinet to remove the metal detectors while ensuring the security of visitors and worshippers to the holy sites. I hope that the Cabinet decision will lead to calming of the current tension and will enable a return of worshippers to the holy esplanade.
American University Professor Emeritus Russell Stone said Israel's decision was clearly a concession.
Many Israeli journalists were saying that, in fact, Israel's position is weakened by having taken a stand which was initially unreasonable and then being basically forced to back down.
Israel has introduced other non-intrusive security measures at the site that Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Waqf, the religious body that oversees Islamic sites in the city, insist are still unacceptable. Meanwhile, Jordan's foreign minister said justice will be sought in the killing of two Jordanians at the Israeli embassy in Amman. A Spanish rescue group Tuesday said it found nearly 170 migrants still alive, but 13 others dead in a rubber boat drifting the Mediterranean. The Proactiva Open Arms NGO said the rescue effort occurred about 24 kilometers north of the Libyan coastal town of Sabratha. This is VOA News.